Chapter 18. But your sacred ones had a very great light. Indeed, the impious ones heard their voices, but did not see their forms. Indeed, they even pronounced them happy for not having suffered as they did. But because the sacred ones, who had formerly been treated unrighteously, did not harm them, they thanked them and begged their pardon for having been at variance with them. Rather than this, you furnished your sacred ones with a flaming pillar. Indeed, it was a guide on the unknown journey, but a harmless sun for an honorable migration. For indeed, their enemies deserve to be deprived of light and imprisoned by darkness, who had kept your sons confined, through whom the imperishable light of the law was to be given to the age. Now when the impious ones had taken counsel to kill the infants of the sacred ones, and when a single child had been cast forth and saved, as a reproof, you carried off a multitude of their children and made them perish all at once in a vehement water. That night was known beforehand to our fathers, so that, surely knowing the oaths in which they put their faith, they might rejoice. Your people indeed awaited a salvation of righteous men, but a destruction of their enemies. For by the same means by which you wreak vengeance on our opponents, in this you glorified us whom you had summoned. For in secret, the sacred boys of the good people were offering sacrifice, and in harmony were putting the divinity of the law into effect, so that your holy ones should share alike the same good things and dangers, previously singing the praises of the fathers. But a discordant cry from their enemies sung in answer, and a piteous sound of lamentation for boys was born to them. But a slave was chastised with the same rightful punishment as a master. Even a commoner suffered the same as a king. But all alike, by a single death, had countless corpses. For the living were not even sufficient to bury them, since at a single instant, their most honored generation was utterly destroyed. For though they had disbelieved at every turn on account of sorceries, at the destruction of the firstborn, they confessed that your people was a son of God. For when a calm silence encompassed everything, and night in its swift course was half spent, your all-powerful rationalization bounded from the heaven's royal throne, a stern warrior into the doomed land, bearing a sharp short sword of your inexorable command. And as he alighted, he filled every place with death. And indeed, he still touched the heaven while he stood on the earth. Then at once, indeed, imaginations and terrifying dreams perturbed them. But unexpected fears assailed them. And one here, another there, hurled down half dead, each revealing the reason why he was dying. for the dreams which disturbed them had proclaimed this beforehand, lest they perish, ignorant of why they suffered ill. But at one time, a trial of death touched even righteous men. And in the desert, a plague struck a multitude. Instead, the anger did not last long. For a blameless man hastened to fight as their champion, bearing a weapon of his special duty, prayer and propitiation of incense. He withstood the fury and put an end to the calamity, showing that he was your servant. But he overcame the crowd, not by bodily strength, not by operation of weapons. Instead, by a discourse, he overcame the chastiser, recalling oaths and covenants sworn with their fathers. For when corpses had already fallen one upon another in heaps, he stood in the midst, driving back the anger, and cut off the way to the living. For on his full-length robe was the whole world, and the glories of the fathers were on a carving of four rows of stones. And your greatness was on a diadem upon his head. To these names the destroyer yielded, but these he feared, for the mere trial of the anger was enough.